Mr. Jesus Rodriguez, 12/10/60, today's 12/14/23. Chief complaint, palpitations after eating sometimes continues. He gets better when he's out of the bed is elevated, number one. Number two, blood pressure evaluation. Number three, severe metabolic syndrome. Number four, deformity and change in deformity and decreased range of motion of the left fifth finger without any evidence of infection, I mean the fracture. Next number, bilateral heel pain. This 60, so you're 63 now, huh? 63-year-old gentleman who's a mechanic, owns his own business, comes in today with multiple issues and problems. Number one, he's been having a lot of palpitations after he eats a big meal, especially at nighttime. He's seen a cardiologist. He's had a total negative cardiac workup. His echocardiogram was also repeated today, which was within normal limits because of palpitations, period. Any paragraph? I'm planning on doing two things. I'm going to put him on Reglan because the palpitations always go away after he burps. He had an EGD and colonoscopy in the past. The Reglan should help increase the transit time within the stomach, and if there's issues with hiatal hernia, also I'm going to give him propranolol to take as needed. Second, we also talked about his weight. He needs to lose some weight, and we're going to assess some, come up with some plans for that as well. Period. As far as the heels are concerned, his x-rays of both heels are negative for fracture, except they both have bilateral heel spurs present. This was addressed today as well. Period. Medical problems. See my notes, 7/25/23. Surgery, 7/25/23. Medication, Ibersartan 150 once a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once a day, Nexium 40 milligram once a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day, allergy, known drug allergy, immunizations up to date, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, alcohol, family history positive for MI, and hypertension, hence the evaluation by a cardiologist, review of system as above, along with the BPH type symptoms, which was noted on the ultrasound today as well. His blood pressure this morning was 140 over 70. He weighed 240, pulse 88, respirations 18. Heart positive, small vessels, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft lower extremity, trace edema, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Bilateral tender heels noted. Number one, as far as heel pain is concerned, x-rays show bone spurs. Number two, no sign of fracture. Number three, he received solumedrol 40 milligram plus lidocaine 1cc in each heel. Without any complications. Next number, he's going to soak his heel. Next number is BPH. We talked about green light laser, but before that, we're going to increase the Flomax to 0.42 at nighttime. He's going to take it right before he goes to bed because he can cause syncope. Next number, as far as his metabolic syndrome is concerned, we're going to recheck his blood work today, of course, and I'm going to get him started on either Ozempic or Wegovy to lose the weight. If that doesn't work, we're going to look into gastric sleeve. Next number, propranolol as needed for palpitation. Next number is add Reglan. Next number is continue with Nexium. Next number has tried other PPIs and H2 blockers. Next number, see orthopedist for the fifth finger deformity that was caused at work back in July. Dr. James Carson at 832-402-1400. His information was given. Next number is no sign of DV2 or PVD in the lower extremity. Next number is BPH is a huge problem. Next time is history of sleep apnea. He used CPAP at one time. He's not using that. He used the Bungo system, B-O-N-G-O system, which wasn't very successful. I think the best course of action for him would be to lose the weight, and he understands that. Next time is that's our goal. Next time is blood work was obtained today before leaving the office. Thank you.